Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, at the start of the week, we said one thing, man. That was our one goal we had to get. The competing, the dog ass competing together, man. An absolute fun and joy of that. We lived that like a for the second half. That's it, man. That's Commander Ball competing, battling, finding ways, man. It was cool, man. So we got some tough in here, right? That's how we get down every time. That's how we get down every time. So speed and violence still works, all right? Still works. And proud of you guys, man.
Dan Quinn after the game. Big win, really was. 27-10, and the way it turned around there with the forced fumble by Quan Martin and then that 3rd-and-16 shortly thereafter. Wow. From that point on, it was all Washington. They're 3-2. The Bears a week from tonight at home in the rematch of the Hail Mary game. The Bears coming off a bye week. Washington is a 5-point favorite. And then this stretch after that, the Cowboys, who are as good as any team in the league offensively, the Chiefs, both of those games on the road, then Seattle here on a Sunday night, Detroit here at 4:25. Make no mistake, the Eagles come late in the season with two games against Philly in the last three, but the stretch really, and I'd even throw in the game on Monday night, Bears, Cowboys, Chiefs, Seahawks, Lions, before they go to Madrid, the next five are going to tell a lot about where this team is positioned and what they can accomplish or can't heading into late November and December. Good to get that one. 2-3 with a two-game losing skid would not have felt great. Ben took the red eye back. We'll try to get Ben on before the end of the show. Let's go to Jameer in D.C. Jameer, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
What's up, Kevin? Happy Monday, brother.
You too, Jameer.
So there's a few things I wanted to point out. Back when you was bringing up effort, I did want to point out that run that Bill did when he went off to the right when James kind of like yanked his shoulder. He, you know, that's the one that Jaden ran up the sideline for the ball.
Yeah.
If you look at McCaffrey, he starts off on the outside of the numbers, and when Bill cut right in the hole, he drove his corner all the way within the numbers and also blocked the chasing safety number two when you see him flying in the air. And that's what really gave Bill that open lane up that sideline. I don't know if you noticed it, but if you
I'd have to go back and look at it. I did not notice it in the moment. I noticed Jaden chasing him down, which, to be honest with you, I just want him to be careful when he's chasing people down. But yeah, I'd have to go back and look at it. But yeah, there was effort. Even down 10-0, the coverage was the biggest issue. They just seemed to, at times, you know, struggle a bit in coverage. Not at times. It's been a season-long issue. But I'll definitely go back and look at that. What else you got?
And on the next thing I wanted to bring up is the two, well, I know it wasn't two back-to-back delay games, but it sure enough could have been.
Yeah, Jaden was hot. He wanted that play in much sooner.
Yeah, and I'm trying to figure out, because I don't remember last year of this being such a, I don't know if I can classify it as an issue yet.
It was an issue at times last year.
Okay, because it just seemed like we're running into using our timeout so early on getting these balls hiked. I know some of it is due to the refs holding up, you know, to allow the defense to get their substitution in.
Right.
But are we growing into resolving that? Because it just seems like every week we find ourselves in within 5 seconds of trying to hike the ball, and we use motion a lot.
You're trying
to get the motion going.
They don't huddle. They get to the line of scrimmage, and then Cliff decides the personnel. And when you change personnel, you know, and that clock's already been running, you have to give the defense ample time to substitute. And that's where some of those plays that you just described end up being plays that you're down to the last couple of seconds. We had to delay a game. We had to call a timeout. And yeah, they've got to get that worked out. But I'm pretty sure at times last year we talked about this being an issue. I really feel like we did last year talk about this at times being an issue. So yeah, they got to get it worked out. Thanks for the call, Jameer. Appreciate it. Let's go to G from the shop. G, what's up? G, where's G at? Put him back on hold.
I think
hold.
G went off for a smoke break.
Ross, yeah, Ross in Tampa. Go ahead.
You ain't got G, but you got me, Kevin. What's good in the hood today?
What's good, Russ?
I should probably quit asking you that on the Victory Monday. I know what's good. Yeah, somebody had called and said something about Brandon Coleman. That's what I was asking you last week, because you were talking about, you know, the whole competition thing. And I was like, all right, cool, competition. We're going to put Chris Paul out there. But he said the same thing last year about Phil Mathis, and the next thing you know, he was cut. So I'm hoping, like, he's not in, like, because I didn't know he was a healthy scratch. I'm like, oh, that's damning, because...
Oh, yeah, no, he was inactive starting with the Raiders game. He's been healthy, and it's Paul. They like Chris Paul at that spot. They like Paul more than Coleman right now. You know, if they got into a bind at guard, obviously, if they got into a bind at tackle, you know, Coleman can play for them, but clearly they believe Chris Paul gives them a lot more right now than Coleman does at guard.
And I hear that, but it's just like this guy was protecting our future star quarterback's blind side last year. So going from that as a starter to a healthy scratch and not even a backup or a third string, that's like kind of troublesome to me. But, Kevin, well, look, can we just talk about what?
Yeah. No, what I was going to say is, you know, that's where, you know, we talk about all the time, you got to wait on draft picks. You know, you can't come to a definitive conclusion about a draft pick, you know, 6 games into his career, even 2 years into his career. It takes a minimum of 3 before you know for sure. By the way, that goes for when you anoint a draft pick, like people did with Brandon Coleman. No, it takes time. Right. He was playing last year out of necessity as much as anything else. So... it just takes time to figure it out with these guys, you know, and in certain spots, certain positions, it takes years. Look at the quarterbacks in this league.
And his teammate on the other team, wide receiver Johnston, because I don't know where he came from. I thought he was going to be cut when Harbaugh took over, so that's a good point too. But I was just watching the game yesterday. First of all, shout out to my boy Bill. I'm arguing with my wife and my brother the whole day because when the game was out of hand, we're arguing about Bieniemy being a good coach, and I'm over here telling them why, repeating everything that you taught me about him, and he's over here talking, whatever. I'm looking at that stadium. Man, I can't tell you how excited I am to see it in 2030 when it's all loaded with burgundy and gold, man. SoFi is one of the most beautiful stadiums I've ever seen, and I'm happy to see that our people went out there and showed up and turned out. And we got Chicago next Monday, right?
Yep.
Is he going to be braced up, or is he comfortable with it? Because
I don't know. It certainly didn't seem to bother him yesterday. He didn't play cautiously at all, and Cliff didn't call a cautious game. I thought he did a good job 90% of the time of protecting himself, though. I thought he did a really nice job with that. Thanks, Ross. Appreciate it. Speaking of SoFi, I think Bobby in L.A. was there. Bobby, what's up?
Hey, Kevin, long time, man. How you doing, brother?
I'm well, Bobby. How are you, man?
I'm good, man. First and foremost, before I talk about the game, I just want to congratulate you on the evolution of your show, man. I think it's going on 10 years now every season I call in, back from the Sports Fix days, and then Kevin and Cooley, and now here we are.
I wish it were only 10 years. It's been a lot longer than that. But thank you, Bobby. Were you there yesterday?
I was, man. I was. It was great. It was remarkable to see how many fans the Commanders have out here in Los Angeles.
Isn't that the case with all the Charger games at SoFi, right? The visiting teams
tend to take over. I don't really follow the Chargers. I only follow the Commanders, but I can assume so from what I saw. But a couple points I wanted to make. First and foremost, did you guys see on TV how he changed his cleats?
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if they showed that.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah,
yep.
He was really unhappy with the cleats. And then when he changed them, it seems like he went into Superman mode. It was amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, he slipped on that second, third down, and he said, that's enough of those. Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, is have you noticed how much safer he's playing? He's not, you know, throwing his body out there at risk. He's really cautious and careful, you know, sliding, trying not to get hit. I don't think it's so much because of the knee. I think it's just overall his IQ is going up. He's learning that, you know, he doesn't have to do it all himself. He can distribute.
There are a couple of them. There are a couple of them where he wasn't safe. You know, he was trying to get a first down on a second and eight and took a big hit. They called a designed run on the second play, and he took a massive hit on the second snap of the game. But yeah, I thought for the most part, really good decision making and making sure he wasn't putting himself at risk on plays where you don't have to put yourself at risk. I agree with that.
Yeah, one last point. Do you think this was kind of set up where the NFL put Washington in an away game a week before a primetime game against Chicago, and just coincidentally Chicago having that bye week coming in? You think that's a little fishy?
No, we talked about this. I mean, Washington had, you know, before the Raider game, the long mini bye off the Thursday night, and the Raiders had played on Monday Night Football coming in here. That was a complete setup for, you know, a big win. But yeah, the schedule makers don't do that, don't do any of that on purpose. It's hard to schedule 272 games or whatever, and there are going to be some net rest advantages and disadvantages during the course of the year. But no, I don't think that had anything to do with it. Bobby, great to hear your voice. Hope you're well. Let's go to Mark
great
and Largo.
Hearing from you, man.
Yep. Mark and Largo, go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Kevin, man? It's
what's
great
up,
to
Mark?
Talk to you, man. And I got to tell you, at times you do teach me something too, even though it seems like I feel like
about
I'm
that.
Teaching you something, but you are.
I got my crayons out right now. I'm taking notes, man. Get started.
You're an idiot. Can I say this, Kevin? I think you're the only person I wanted to say this to because I think you'll agree with me. Don't you think it'd be better if they just blitz all the time? Because every time they fall back in zone, you and I can get open, man. You and I can get open. And I'm 55 and you're 62. So if you and I can get open,
now you're a little bit high on that one. But let me just say, I do think that without pass rush, I think I could probably shake open against zone coverage.
Yeah.
I think I could. Yeah.
And what I don't understand is, look, I love the defense, and I think the defense, Joe Witt deserves a game ball. No one's denying that. But, bruh, stay pressure. Stay pressure. I mean,
well, they got after him.
The
they got after him yesterday. They pressured him 13 times, sacked him four times. They also sacked Trey Lance. Didn't they sack Trey Lance? That must have been the fifth sack.
Don't you think when they were coming back, and when Bill made that unfortunate fumble, and that was the only mistake he made all day.
Right.
When he made that unfortunate fumble, and they were coming back down the field, and I saw every time they blitzed, they got to him, or they rattled Justin. And when they didn't blitz, Justin was finding open people.
Yeah, because he's really good and our coverage isn't that great. But the pressure yesterday was I mean, it wasn't all blitz created, and everybody got after the quarterback yesterday. Wagner did. Miller did. Newton did.
Dorrance
did. Jacob Martin did.
My God.
I mean, everybody pressured the passer yesterday. Everybody did. It was the reason defensively they got the results after that first quarter and a half. And part of it was not only did they come in banged up, but they lost players along the offensive line during the game.
And that's true. That's true, too. And I get it. But when you're playing against the Bears next week, the one thing I will say is, look, we all know that Ben Johnson is known for he's going to play Caleb over the center. That's a prime example to go get Caleb over. Just blitz right there. Right there, you can blitz right there.
Well, can you save next week's game plan for Friday or Monday show? Can you do that?
Yes, my Pisces brother, I will do that.
My Pisces brother. Good. But, all right, let's go. Let's go for a swim. I'll talk to you later in the week. G from the shop, do it. What's up?
Oh yeah. Everything better on Victory Monday, man. And Jaden tough as a mug. He ain't scared of contact. He knows how to slide, and he's smart enough to figure out when to slide. You know what I'm saying? Man, he's process-oriented, Chin, because he daggone be going through all his reads. He's not scared in that pocket. Man, we got the one. But I told you before the game started, we was going to have a big defensive game. And everything except one more interception would have got all my predictions right. I love shutting Tom Brady up because he said before the half was over, I think they're probably going to end up trying to just run the clock out, and then we throw the ball to McCaffrey. And then when the Chargers about to score down on the goal line, they read the time of possession, and Tom Brady says, see, this is when you start seeing defenses get wore down, tired. The very next play, tip pass, interception, man. I love setting Tom Brady up. I think he doesn't really like us as an organization.
I get that sense and got that sense last year, too. I don't know what it is, but maybe other fan bases feel the way. By the way, I think Brady's become very good at doing this. Obviously, he was going to be good as long as he could communicate well and communicate in a way that everybody could understand, and I think he's gotten good at that. But I have had that same sense in the games that he's called that he's not a big fan of our squad. I don't know why that is, but anyway, what else you got?
We had that question, how do we fix the defense? You send that pressure, man, because we can't cover an infant up. Anybody can get open against us. And in the zone, you get your hands up, Frankie Louvu. Honestly, I think if we had made some tackles and Louvu get his hands up down there on that one touchdown they get, I think we hold them to 3 points. We one of the best teams in the league, Tim.
By the way, Louvu missed some tackles again yesterday.
Oh, no. He stunk the gym up in the first half. He came on later in the second half and played a better game. But he definitely was stinking the gym up in the first half, Sam.
All right, G. Bones. Bones, finish it up for us.
Man, thanks for taking my call, man. I really appreciate y'all. Shout out to my nephew, G from the shop, man. Yep. Hey, look, man, I just like how the puppies are growing, man. And then you got to see my man Connolly, man, when he's pulling on them sweets, man. Connolly was coming out that line pulling on them sweets looking real good, man. So, man, I want to give a shout-out to all the puppies on the team, man. Connolly, McGee, you know what I'm saying, McCaffrey, you know what I'm saying? Hey, man, we're looking good. Jaden is coming around. He's real comfortable in his office, and he got a lot of confidence, man. Look out, man. Here we come. Thanks for taking my call, man. Hey, love you guys, man.
Thanks, Bones. Appreciate it. It really, I mean, having Jaden Daniels back on the field, and for the first time, look, I think we're going to look back at that Giant game. It's week one. Week one's strange. That Giant defense is legit. legit. They did it to. They did the same thing to Herbert last week. And by the way, they didn't lose to the Saints yesterday because of their defense. Dart turned the ball over a bunch of times in that game, and the Saints had a defensive touchdown and almost a second defensive touchdown. They started the season, the first two games, with two excellent defensive teams. In the Giants and in the Packers, and you had the Packers on a short turnaround. That's why early season stuff, man, you can't put a lot of stock into it. But it really did feel like, and Paulie said this, and I talked about it in the open to the show, I think that 3rd and 16 was the beginning of his season, of his 2025 season. They're not going to, you know, not count the first two games. They're going to count. But it is a massive difference. All due respect to Marcus Mariota, who does a nice job as a backup quarterback. Jaden Daniels, as my boy Tommy says, is the sun in which all planets revolve around. And those planets are everybody in that building. He is the guy that gives our team a chance every week to beat teams that were better than, to beat teams that were as good as, and to beat teams that are probably better than our team personnel overall. He is special, and we saw it after those first two drives and after that 3rd and 16. And add to that something we've got this year we didn't have last year, is we've got a game-impacting running back. Didn't have that last year. I mean, Eckler, when he was healthy, was definitely a weapon. But as a runner, they haven't had anything resembling Kroski Merritt. And that's one of those, maybe too early, but his running style is a perfect fit. And Jaden elevates that running game, gives it him a chance to even have easier runs. Yeah, it's back on after what seemed to be doom and gloom after the loss in Atlanta. Of course, it's the NFL. We might feel differently a week from tomorrow morning. All right, we're going to try to get to Ben next. We've got so many NFL games. Maybe the most improbable win of the year happened yesterday, along with maybe the best game of the year. We'll hit on all that when we come back. Kevin Sheehan Show. Team 980, the team980.com. Don't forget, you can watch us on the Team 980 YouTube channel. Hit the subscribe button and hit the like button when you get there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
He's awake. He's alive. I'm assuming he red-eyed it back from L.A. last night after the game, but he is home, and he joins us right now, as he does every Monday in the 12 o'clock hour, at Ben Standing on X on Twitter. Ben's got a podcast called Last Man Standing, and he writes and reports on this team Substack style, Last Man Standing. All right, let's start where we always start, which is give me your big takeaways. What'd you think?
Yeah, I did take the red eye. Yes, I will be going back to sleep, but right after we talk. But we're here.
You sound great. You sound great. Oh. By the way, you know what? Did you sleep on the red eye?
No, well, because you know I'm like still too like wired, you know. No, I didn't.
All right. Well, you got in at what, like 5:50, 6 a.m., something like that. You've slept enough. You got to work.
Sure.
You know, we got a long day. We had Quinn talking later on today. Got a long day, so. Get after it. You get coffee, you're going to be fine.
Absolutely, absolutely. We're professionals. All right. Look, I mean, you know, we talked about this obviously last week, and I wrote about this the end of last week, that I thought that this game was going to go a long way towards the discussion about perception versus reality of where this team is. Because, you know, if the game continued as the first quarter on to some degree, we'd be going, okay, well, this is now, you know, a third straight road loss where they really haven't been that competitive, and the defense is getting pushed around, and, you know, so on and so on. And maybe, you know, hey, Jaden comes back and the offense didn't pick itself up. But, you know, the end result was that we can look back at a team that last year was, you know, overall pretty resilient across the board, that, you know, found ways to win even when things were for a moment or two went the wrong way. And this group, you know, obviously I'm sure you've talked about the Quan Martin play being, you know, feeling like a catalyst. And then there were some other moments along the way that did as well. The roughing the penalty call on when Tress Way gets blasted, Mikey Sandersville's interception, you know, right at the goal line. You know, there were moments where, you know, the game could have gone either way, and they were the team that, you know, for better or for worse, was able to figure out how to get on the good side of things, and that's what you ultimately, you know, want to see. Some days, you're, you know, even when you're the better team, some days it's just not going to be your day, but can you still find a way to get stuff done? And, you know, by and large, they did. Then on top of it, Jaden looks, you know, all things considered, you know, looks pretty good. You know, and it's not, he wasn't spectacular, but I wrote he was more smart than spectacular in this game. Which is something you need to see, the way he was able to avoid hits, you know, throw the ball away, things along those lines. This is the first week where Bill is the main guy. He played his most snaps, 28, had, you know, was dominating the touches in the backfield. I mean, the fact that he had 150 yards from scrimmage and two touchdowns and two catches, but only on 28 snaps.
Yeah, pretty, 16 touches.
Yeah, I mean, I think we've all been kind of like, hey, could you just give him the ball more? Like, I get it. You're slow playing it a little bit because, you know, whatever, rookie, and he's still got to learn a few things and all that. But, you know, this was a game where obviously they were able to get him going. Debo continues to be, you know, a one-man band when in the passing game. But, you know, Luke McCaffrey, you know, does just enough of that 50-yard play to be helpful. And then the defense, you know, I thought the specific key to the game going in was, would this defense that has been erratic this year be able to take advantage of the Chargers, you know, offensive line woes without their two starting offensive tackles? Herbert's getting pressured a lot. And again, it started slow, but then by the second quarter, they were all over him and eventually led to, just making more plays defensively. So I think, you know, what is this a game where you and I could be sitting here and be nitpicky and say, hey, look, they're still giving up too many big plays. There's a concern here, there's a concern there. Of course, but this is the NFL, that's going to happen. they found a way to win on the road against a team that was, you know, 3-0, started the year 3-0, that has an excellent quarterback in Herbert, one of those guys that we all discussed before the year started, like, oh boy, how are they going to beat this guy? And they did. And, you know, by next week, we may be going, oh man, they couldn't beat the Bears. But right now, hey, they won, they found a way.
Of course that's possible.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, like you said, yeah. Right now they found a way. And, you know, in this league, that's kind of all you can ask for us at times. And, you know, there are positive signs across the board, you know, in the win to boot.
Yeah, I mean, I think the most positive is that their best player by miles was back on the field and made a big difference. It's funny because I said about 90% of the game was played with, you know, really good decisions by him. I don't know if you guys talked about it, you know, in the press box. The second play of the game, after a 7-yard throw to Debo, Cliff calls quarterback power, and he gets absolutely blown up for -2. I just couldn't believe that after 3.5 weeks and a knee injury, they called quarterback power on the second snap. It was actually counter. There was some counter action in there too, and he gets blown up. And then he tried to go for it on a scramble in the second half on 2nd and 8 and got blown up a little bit. But I thought for the most part he made great decisions. But man, it is a different team with him in there. The running game is a big beneficiary to him being back as well. And you mentioned, yeah, the forced fumble and then the 3rd and 16 after that were two plays that just completely turned the game around because they were getting their ass kicked through the first quarter and a half. I mean, it felt like, oh my God, we are going to be in massive doom and gloom mode this week if this continues. And it didn't. They got a couple of big plays. And I wanted to ask you, you know, there was a lot of discussion by Quinn. You had, I don't know if you got this quote from Quan Martin where he said, violence solves everything. It's such an interesting quote. But, you know, in that sport, he's not wrong. But, you know, Quinn talked about down 10-0, not feeling like it was 10-0. I felt like it was more than 10-0 in the moment. But that they had great practice in L.A. There was a real sense of urgency. I did think they played that way, but... You know, talk about just sort of their reaction and their ability to bounce back and what they had going at the end of last week into this game.
Yeah, I mean, again, you know, when you talk, you know, we typically discuss things along the lines of, hey, they need a, you know, what are they doing at receiver without Terry McLaurin? You know, are we confident about their offensive line despite the changes made? Is, you know, so-and-so getting picked on defensively, whatever it may be. But the thing that's like, important is that they've got this really high floor when it comes to, you know, kind of what you're talking about, you know, a certain amount of professionalism, a certain amount of, you know, care, a certain amount of, hey, we've been here, we're a veteran team, we're not going to let this stuff go. And this is, you know, we wonder sometimes, like, are they too old? They have too many 30-something-year-old dudes, but this is the upside of having those kinds of guys that have been there, done that. I mean, right, Bobby Wagner gets 14 tackles yesterday. Von Miller gets 1.5 sacks, you know, as examples. And obviously those things are somewhat circumstantial in the moment, but it's also not surprising that these are among the guys that had the bigger days when they needed it, because I think they did feel like, hey, this at the Atlanta game, this is to me why, like I said, it wasn't just if they lose this game, they're 2-3 and, you know, this, that, and the other. It's that the way they were losing was disheartening. You know, if you're viewing this team as somebody that could be another playoff team again, a repeat last year, you can't lose the way they were losing. Even with Jaden back, you know, they obviously were pretty miserable in that Green Bay game with him. But this is why there's reason to believe there's five, and then there's the resolve that the group has collectively that we've now seen, you know, for, you know, a year plus. And, you know, I think that, you know, look, I mean, Quinn says that they had a great practice on Friday. You know, he said he believed that there was something different. Look, these are things that you can easily say after a win that we're not going to be able to say, oh, come on, what are you talking about? You just can't, it's harder to say these things after you lose. But, hey, if he thinks it's true and they believe it and they played like it. It's hard for me to argue that otherwise. So, you know, again, kudos to them for recognizing you can't just keep saying, hey, you know, we'll figure it out. They had to figure it out, and, you know, in a lot of ways they did.
What'd you think of the end of the first half? I mean, just crazy, you know, circumstance. They were aggressive going for it, not just once, but twice after the roughing the punter. What were you thinking in that moment when first and 10 from their own seven, they went after it?
You know, it's funny because Jaden is there. The idea of it being like an overly conservative moment, I don't know if it really crossed my mind the way it should have. Considering everything that was going on, I mean, including like they really hadn't played well for much of the half. But, you know, again, it's always an interesting discussion about momentum. There are people, you know, with more of an analytical bent who don't believe that momentum exists. Like it's, you know, and it's hard to you can't really prove it, right, scientifically. But in that moment, boy, it sure felt like something was flipped going Washington's way. And, you know, again, the fact that you're throwing a 50-yard bomb down the field to Luke McCaffrey, of all people, his only catch, you know, of the day, it's not the play where you're going, okay, let's dial this up to a guy that's been proven over time. But sometimes, again, when momentum is going your way, Jaden's there, and you know, it's not something you would definitely recommend. You might just say, hey, go into halftime down three. You're good. You guys look a little bit better. And they were like, no, we're gonna keep going here. I think that's a clear sign of, well, obviously there's Cliff's just general aggressiveness, same with Quinn, but also, you know, the faith you have in Jaden Daniels to figure out how to make a play.
Yeah, I actually was looking at a play during the last break. It's the last play before the punt deep down. Bud Dupree is literally within like a half of an inch of a strip sack fumble in the end zone that could have been a massive play. It was incomplete. Jaden got it off barely. And then the punt came, and then, yeah, the 50-yarder. Talking to Ben Standig, of course. Did they get out of this game unscathed health-wise?
I was trying to think. I don't recall, you know, again, they don't always necessarily tell us everything, but I'm not remembering much. Every time we kept hearing an injury update, it always felt like it was on the Charger side of things. Obviously, they have, you know, enough going on between Terry and Noah Brown, and, you know, Sam Coggins is a different story, and we'll see. But, yeah, I think for the most part, they did, and obviously that's a welcome sign, to say the least, after what they've gone through. Plus, you know, they get John Bates back in this game. Percy Butler didn't really play much defensively, but he was available as well. So, some positive signs. I mean, that's the thing. Like, it was like, can they hold on just enough over these next few, over these weeks with all these people hurt to, you know, to be effective? It's, you know, you can't. How do you judge a team, especially on offense, when you don't have your top two outside receivers, et cetera? But they've been able to figure it away. And by the way, Deebo Samuel, like, I go back to the training camp. I said he was the most outstanding player of camp. And, you know, I mean, it's even more remarkable because, you know, at that point, you know, Terry was back when the season was starting and this, that, and the other. He told me he was the only guy that had not just only two, more than two catches, only two targets. I mean, it was pretty apparent. We're going to this guy, and he still kept making plays.
He's been incredible this year. And, you know, to me, the key to the rest of this season, these final, now, what, they played five, so they got another 12 left, is just keeping the quarterback and Deebo Samuel healthy. Because they proved that with the two of them out there, they're more than capable of overcoming almost anything, including the missing in action of some of the other players. I want Terry back. Don't get me wrong. I can just hear it. Oh, you're blowing off Terry. I'm not blowing off Terry. They need him back too. But the addition of Kroski Merritt and his importance, along with Jaden being back, with Deebo, who's been phenomenal, they're going to have a chance every week, including next Monday night, a week from tonight. All right. Thanks. Go get some sleep before Quinn talks. I'll talk to you later.
Awesome, man. See you guys. Thanks.
We'll finish up going around the NFL. There were some amazing games yesterday, including Philadelphia and Buffalo. The last two remain unbeaten, going down for the first time.
All right, happy Victory Monday, everybody. It was a rough start for your Washington Commanders yesterday, but they turned it right around after Quan Martin laid a big hit on Quentin Johnston to jar the ball loose. The Commanders come back to score 27 unanswered points over the final three quarters. Washington wins 27-10. And Jaden Daniels, he becomes the first player in NFL history with 4,000 passing yards and 1,000 rushing through his first 20 games. Looking around the NFC East, the Cowboys cruise to an easy win over the New York Jets despite an attempt at a comeback when it was already too late. Cowboys win 37-22. The New York Giants, they fall to the New Orleans Saints. Spencer Rattler completes two-thirds of his passes for 225 yards and a touchdown. Jackson Dart threw the ball 40 times for two interceptions as the Giants tried to climb back, but the Saints, they pull out the win 26-14. Philadelphia Eagles, they go up against the Denver Broncos and we're up 17-3 headed into the final frame of action. The Broncos battle back to score 18 points in the fourth quarter and pull off a game-winning field goal with 1:14 left in the game. The Eagles try a Hail Mary, and it does not work. Broncos win 21-17. Postseason baseball, Mariners, they beat the Tigers 3-2 to tie the series at one game apiece, and the Blue Jays, they smoked the New York Yankees in a game that could have been on NFL Red Zone with all that scoring. Vlad Guerrero Jr. with a grand slam in the fourth inning, busts the game wide open. Blue Jays win 13-7. On tap tonight, we got Monday Night Football. Kansas City Chiefs travel to Jacksonville to take on the Jaguars. That'll be going tonight at 8. Pregame starts right here on the Team 980 and over on our sister station 106.7 The Fan at 7 p.m. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live every day from 10 to 1, and you can catch Den's office throughout all football season. Don't forget to hit the like button whenever you do decide to join us and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
They got one shot at it. No pressure on the quarterback. He's got time to heave it. There's a whole pack of people there, and it's incomplete. And there's no flag. And the Broncos have their signature win.
Jim Nantz on the final Hail Mary, where both Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown went up together to try to make the catch. It kind of screwed it up because I think if it's just one of them, they actually had a shot on it. Philadelphia loses for the first time, 21-17. This is a team that I think it's too early to say and be worried, because last year, you know, through four games, it looked like it was going to be a repeat of the 2023 season. But they're clearly, as Devontae Smith said after the game, not on the same page offensively. They had a 17-3 lead, and then the rest of the game was punt, 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 Hail Mary, lose the game 21-17. Meantime, we talked about this guy last week, Nick Benito, and what a star he has turned into in Denver. 2.5 sacks. They had 6 sacks in total on Jalen Hurts. Denver's defense is legit, and then 3 quarters, basically, Vic Fangio had Denver completely bottled up. The Philly defense is not the problem right now. It's the Philly offense. And then all of a sudden, Bo Nix got loose. Sutton got loose. They scored and they went for 2 with still a lot of time left in the game. Sean Payton rolling the dice. I think in that spot, maybe him and Dan Campbell are about the only two that would even think about it. The Broncos beat the Eagles. Eagles 4-1 now. With the Giants in a short turnaround game on the road in the Meadowlands. Keep in mind, the Eagles are struggling right now, but their next 3 opponents are the Giants twice and the Vikings. And who knows if McCarthy will be back for the Vikings or not. So they've got a chance to kind of continue to win games as they're figuring it out. This is a harvest your nuts Eddie Jordan situation for Philly, because they are definitely not hitting on all cylinders. Let's go to the game of the day late afternoon in Seattle.
Got it! And Tampa Bay will win it on a walk-off 39-yard field goal. What an incredible season they have put together to get out of the gates. And now
Chase McLaughlin's field goal was good. That came after really the only bad play either of the two quarterbacks made. Darnold, ball was tipped off a helmet, but intercepted by Lavonte David, and that set up the game-winning field goal, 38-35. The quarterback play in combination was one of the best combined quarterback performances in NFL history. Was heard something that basically for both quarterbacks to have an 80% completion percentage, both throw for over 300 yards in the game, it's the first time it's happened since the 50s. Mayfield was 29-33 for 379 and 2 touchdowns, ended up with a 134.7 passer rating, a 90.7 QBR. Darnold, 28-34 for 341 and 4 touchdowns, a 95.8 QBR and a 135.4 passer rating. I think these are two good football teams. Two really good football teams, and one mistake decided it. If not, the game probably goes to overtime. But Tampa gets a big road win at Seattle to get to 4-1 on the year. They play the Niners this coming week and then the Lions after that. I mean, there are some NFC heavyweight matchups between now and the end of the year. Seattle has the Jags next week, with the Jags coming in on a short week after tonight's Monday night game. Let's go to Sunday night football, Buffalo for the Patriots and the Bills.
Pressure Ray Adam, he gets rid of it, and it's caught. What a play to Diggs for the first down across the 40-yard line. Drake May, what a play. Wow.
That was an insane play. That was late in the game, 20-20, first and 10. He is pressured, forced out of the pocket. He is about to get sacked. He's going down, and he just sidearmed it in the general direction of Stephon Diggs. Unbelievable play by Drake May, who had a very good second half and really was a leader in beating Buffalo 23-20. First time in a long time for the Patriots over the Bills in Buffalo. Josh Allen and the Bills, too many turnovers. Allen had a fumble, a pick. Keon Coleman had a fumble. 3 turnovers. That ended up being the difference in the game. The Bills are losers for the first time, 4-1, and what a job Vrabel is doing in New England. Let's go to the Meadowlands for Dallas and the Jets.
The wrong decision, just a really good design by the Dallas defense.
Prescott loads up. Pickens, hand fighting into the end zone. Touchdown!
This game was not really indicative of the final score. It was a one-sided blowout, 37-22. Dak Prescott, 4 touchdown passes, no picks. The Cowboy fans were chanting MVP. He is having a phenomenal season. That Cowboy offense was missing multiple offensive line starters. Unlike the Chargers, they overcame it, rolled up a bunch of yards. Javonte Williams, I've always loved him. He is staying healthy, and he's having himself a season. And they're doing this without CeeDee Lamb and a bunch of offensive linemen that are out. I got to tell you, I watched some of this game. Justin Fields, I've always thought maybe, and it's probably too early to bail. This dude just holds the ball way too long. Cowboys at 2-2-1 with the Panthers on deck before they get Washington in a late afternoon 4:25 game on October 19th. That is shaping up to be a huge game in the NFC East. If the Skins can get the win against the Bears to get to 4-2, Cowboys likely to go on the road, not a given, and beat the Panthers, they'd be 3-2-1. That would be a big Washington-Dallas mid-October game. There's so much we didn't get to, including the absolute wildest finish of the year in Arizona between the Titans and the Cardinals. We'll do more of the rest of the NFL on tomorrow's show, but that's it for the day. Stay tuned. Chris is next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.